epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Partly cloudy now, 73 degrees. A thunderstorm packing high wind and hail rumbled through south-central Kansas and the Wichita area during the afternoon drive time Tuesday. Wind gusts of more than 70 miles per hour were recorded, with a 74-mile-per-hour gust near Biola. Some tree damage was reported. Western Sedgwick County was especially hard hit, with golf ball-sized hail northeast of Goddard. More than 100 people have died after flash flooding swept through parts of central Texas as search and rescue teams continue to look for more than 160 people still missing. Fox's Mike Tobin has more from Kerrville, Texas.
Hope for finding survivors was always a long shot after the first few hours. Now with each passing hour, that hope becomes more bleak. Officials here in Kerr County were grilled about the fact that the flood caught everyone by surprise. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said today the failures here will be examined and systems put in place so this won't happen again. And Fox News has tracked down inspection reports from the health department about Camp Mystic. The inspections were done on July the 2nd, just 2 days before the flood, and determined that Camp Mystic had in place adequate safety measures.
At least 27 people from Camp Mystic were killed by the flooding, and at least five campers and one counselor have still not been found. At Tuesday's Wichita City Council meeting, the council received an update on the new water treatment plant.
Repairs have been completed at no cost to the city after mechanical issues were identified with the six clarifiers at the plant. They are a major part of the water treatment process. More testing will be done before the city takes full ownership of the plant, likely by the end of the year. We also learned that water restrictions for the city will remain in place, probably through early next year. Gary Jansen with the city says they are already seeing the effects of evaporation on the lake level, and if past summers are any indication, it can get worse.
Over the last 2 years especially, if we look at weather data from then, we've lost up to 2 to 3 feet of elevation in Cheney just in July and August alone.
Recent rains have brought Cheney Lake to within half a foot of the conservation level. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Lake Cheney now 97% full. However, the 12-month running average, which the city uses to determine their drought status and water restrictions, is at 63%. At today's meeting, Sedgwick County Manager Tom Stoltz will present his proposals for next year's budget to the County Commission. Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News.
What we're going to see from Manager Stoltz is that he'll probably present us a budget somewhere in the neighborhood of 5.5 assessed value growth. So we'll lower the mill levy, and that'll determine, will also determine the maximum property tax that we can take when we adopt a budget in August. I think it's August the 20th.
Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. Rain poured down on a city flooding with trash amid a sanitation workers' strike.
Storms moved through Philly amid a sanitation strike. We saw people walking with trash bags to drop off at a temporary site set up in South Philadelphia. Because on top of the weather alerts, Philadelphia residents are getting alerts about an ongoing garbage crisis. City workers are on strike, fighting for higher pay and better benefits. Residents hope they reach an agreement soon. We spoke with Lucas Raley as he dropped off his garbage.
It's getting to the point where we got flies in the house. We're like seeing roaches and rats running down the block that we haven't had before.
Showers are in the forecast for Philly every day through Monday. People hope the rain will at least cool us off, as the strike has led to the closures of many city pools and libraries. In Philadelphia, Katie Byrne, Fox Weather.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. The Transportation Security Administration is ending its no-shoes policy at airport checkpoints.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem revealing,
TSA will no longer require travelers to remove their shoes when they go through our security checkpoints.
Speaking at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport in D.C., explaining security technology has advanced dramatically since 2006 when the policy went into place.
As you've gone and traveled through airports, I'm sure you've recognized it as well. We've added new scanners, new technologies, more TSO officers in some areas.
Explaining this will help streamline the security process ahead of a number of upcoming events in the U.S., including the 2026 World Cup and the 2028 Olympics. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Investigations continue into two alleged attacks on ICE agents in Texas and another case in Los Angeles. Fox's Matt Finn reports.
10 people are charged with attempted murder of an officer in what the feds say was a heinous pre-planned ambush on an ICE facility south of the Dallas-Fort Worth metro. The acting U.S. attorney in Northern Texas tells Fox the suspects left behind evidence, including graffiti and brochures. Now, in a separate ambush at an immigration facility in McAllen, police are investigating the history of a 27-year-old man shot dead by Border Patrol after he opened fire on officers arriving to work around sunrise. And Border Patrol announced the arrest of four suspects for allegedly using homemade tire spikes aimed at flattening agents' tires.
The Department of Homeland Security says assaults on ICE agents have risen to 79 from January to June. That compares to just 10 over the same period last year. A funeral home owner in Colorado accused of stashing decaying bodies is expected to plead guilty in federal court.
Kerry Helford, who ran the Return to Nature Funeral Home, is accused of storing nearly 190 decomposing bodies at room temperature and defrauding the federal government out of $900,000 in pandemic-era relief aid. She is also charged with cheating customers who paid for cremations that were never performed, sending them fake ashes. She and her husband are also accused in state court of corpse abuse. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Animal rights group PETA is suing the American Kennel Club over standards for some dog breeds.
The lawsuit claims the American Kennel Club's official breed standards for the bulldog, French bulldog, pug, and Dachshund provide blueprints for the breeding of deformed, unhealthy dogs. The American Kennel Club says it's committed to protecting the health, heritage, and well-being of purebred dogs, and that responsibly bred dogs that conform to the standards are healthy. The American Kennel Club ranks the Frenchie as the most popular dog breed in the United States right now. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Not a whole lot of traffic volume out there right now, but we do have a problem up in the road construction. This is up on K96 westbound. We got a stalled out vehicle, and it is west of Hillside. So it's in the road construction there between I-135 and Hillside. Watch for a slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny skies, hot and humid today, a high of 93, but when you factor in the humidity, it'll feel like the upper 90s. Southeast winds 5 to 15. Clear and 72 tonight, more sun and heat on Thursday. High 96 will feel like 100 to 105. Small chance of storms on Thursday night, better chance of storms on Friday evening, and those could be severe. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 3 miles per hour, 71 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen 10 in the morning on this Wednesday, July 9th. We had a muggy day with spotty afternoon thunderstorms across south central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high was 92 degrees, normal high 92. Rainfall at Eisenhower National as of midnight, 0.17, 17 hundredths of an inch. And at a wind gust from the north, clocked at 54 miles per hour. That was at the airport down in Viola. They had one about 74. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
On this date in 1860, a heat wave of rogue wave proportions in Kansas, Lawrence and Fort Scott were broiled by highs of 115 degrees, while Topeka got a high of 112. That was in 1860. Had the Civil War started by then? It started in April, did it not, Ted? I believe.
I think it started in 61, didn't it?
Was it 61? Okay. Yeah, well, right. Bleeding Kansas was heating Kansas, I guess. On this date in 1971, National Security Advisor Henry Kissinger secretly visited the People's Republic of China to negotiate a detente between the U.S. and China. Okay. Things have changed a little bit there. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Today is Steve and Ted show number 6,966. That's pretty good. Poker ham, three
yeah,
sixes.
Yeah, we are the pursuit of 7,000.
And for those of you who may believe that the show is perfect and that we are perfect, well, we've got some evidence to the contrary this morning. A Steve and Ted listener has offered a correction on the location of a Wichita attraction. Here's June.
Sorry, guys, to contradict you, but the Westport was east of town west. I have a picture of it. It was where the print company is. And in the background, I can see the excavations for town west because it wasn't built yet. Go to cinematreasures.org and type in Westport Drive-In, and you can get that aerial photo that shows the Westport and the dirt work for town west and the beginnings of 235. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, June. I'll tell you, after we got off here, I started thinking about that. When I was a kid, we went into the Westport from West Street.
From West Street, yeah.
Yeah. And town west is, what, three or four blocks?
It's to the west of
to the west of that. Yeah. So June is absolutely right,
yeah,
of course.
June nailed it.
She nailed it, and she caught us. And I knew it, but I just didn't get it out. So there you go.
Yeah, and hey, if you have some feedback for us and you have the Odyssey app, which is actually free on the Apple Play Store and Google Play, you can actually just tap the little recorder button if you're playing back our show, or if you happen to be listening live, you can hit the record button and send us a message just like June did.
Absolutely. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
How do you do it again, Ted? Tell us again.
You got okay. Well, you got to download the app. If you have the app yeah. And you're listening live to KNSS, there's a little microphone icon. If you hit that, you just record a message and it comes to me.
Very, very good. I got a Facebook message this morning, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, I was listening to the Steve and Ted show this morning. Thank you and Ryan Beatty for the kind words. I know it's pricey to live out here, but we are enjoying being close to our son and his family. I enjoyed your show. Tom Winters, the former Sedgwick County Commissioner who lives in Overland Park, and he's obviously listening on the app there somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So Tom's listening, and yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. It's 6:15 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. You know, Ted,
yes.
It's warm weather, but still, I start my day with a cup of coffee.
You got to have the cup of Joe there. Oh,
you got to have. And why not do it the right way and do Prairie Fire coffee? That's what I got.
But
in this
you
cup.
Do. Look at you.
I'm going to start traveling sports. I'm going to run down there and get a cup and
right. Your nice
come right
green
back.
Mug right there. You're ready to go.
Try not to miss anything. 6:16 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Lead Off Sports. with Ted Woodward.
Ted? All right, we'll start out with minor league baseball. In the first place, Wichita Wind Surge at home last night. Long homestand continues. New team coming in, the San Antonio Missions. And Wichita broke open a close game with three runs in the bottom of the eighth inning and pulled away to beat the Missions 6-2. 2,500 fans at Equity Bank Park last night downtown to kick off a six-game series. Game four of a nine-game homestand. The Wind Surge left fielder, Gabby Gonzalez, 2-for-4 at the plate. He's batting .371 since he got called up from single A. And the Wichita right fielder batting cleanup, Kalai Rosario from Hawaii. He hit a two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning, which is a big blow. His 10th home run of the year. He also got his 18th stolen base of the season in that win as well. And the Wind Surge bullpen, three pitchers work six scoreless innings, including Mike Paredes, who picked up the win. He is now 9-0 this season out of the Wind Surge bullpen with a 1.95 earned run average. And Paredes leads the entire minor leagues with nine wins this season. How about that? If Paredes comes into the game, it looks like Wichita's going to win. All right, San Antonio at Wichita again tonight, 7:05 downtown at Equity Bank Park. It's a Wednesday, so it's Wet Nose Wednesday. A lot of dogs at the doggies at the ballpark tonight. A Wichita has won six of its last eight games for the first place Wind Surge. All right, let's go Major League Baseball last night. The Kansas City Royals at home at Kauffman Stadium hosting the last place Pittsburgh Pirates. You heard the game live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. 23,000 fans on hand at the game. And at the plate for the Royals, their rookie, Jack Caglione.
1-1 pitch. Caglione hits a drive out into the gap in right center field. That's in the alley and gone. Caglione's first home run at Kauffman Stadium. Kind of a sinking line drive. And it went out of the shadows around home plate and over the wall and brightly lit by the sun right center field. So now Caglione has homered at Kauffman Stadium, and he has a total of three home runs and puts the Royals up 1-0 here in the second inning.
Royals go on to win the game over the Bucks 4-3. Nick Lofton was the big hero for the Royals as he hit a go-ahead two-run home run in the bottom of the seventh and a walk-off single to finish it up in the bottom of the ninth. Three wins in a row for the Royals. How about that? Three-game winning streak right now. And two more home runs for the Royals last night. So they hit four home runs in the game on Monday night, two home runs in the game last night. First time the Royals have had back-to-back multi-home run games the entire season. Well, helps when you're, hitting home runs. It also helps when you're playing the Pirates. It probably helps as well. The Royals and the Pirates will finish up this three-game series, 6:30 night once again. Listen live to the Royals and the Pirates on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. At Sports with Steve and Ted, sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch. And brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. With locations east, west, and historic Delano, that location features a rooftop deck. Hey, Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Do people look like their pets? The answer may surprise you. Traffic and weather also coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward here on this Wednesday morning. 71 degrees and we're looking for a high today in the lower 90s. A state inspection days before Central Texas deadly floods found Camp Mystic had an emergency plan in place.
Inspectors with Texas's Department of State Health Services visiting Camp Mystic on July 2nd, signing off on its emergency plan. This, according to records released by the department, which show the all-girls Christian camp in Kerr County was in compliance on dozens of safety regulations, including having guidance for campers on what to do if they needed to evacuate. The inspection coming 2 days before the catastrophic flooding. The National Weather Service issuing a flood watch for the area on July 3rd, prompting several other camps along the Guadalupe River to move campers to higher ground. At least 27 people were killed at Camp Mystic, most of them children. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says at least 161 people in Kerr County alone are still missing, revealing the emergency alert system will be addressed during a special session of the state legislature this month. A man is dead after an ATV accident Tuesday morning west of Quincy in Woodson County. That's in southeast Kansas. The Highway Patrol says 82-year-old Clint Tracy of Toronto was riding an ATV while moving cattle in a pasture. Troopers say Tracy struck a ravine and was thrown from the vehicle. He was pronounced dead at the scene.
Here's an update on the water levels at Cheney Reservoir. Wichita Public Works Director Gary Jansen says the lake is 97% full, but the city's drought status and water restrictions do remain in place.
As we head into the hottest months of the year, not knowing what's going to happen with precipitation and particularly inflow into the reservoir, we certainly want to avoid, we want to look for some stability and avoid the chance that we hop in and out of drought restrictions. So for right now, I really think we need to hang on and see what happens through the summer.
It could be next spring before the city's drought status changes. At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will get a look at its proposed budget for the coming year. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News the budget will contain a 5.5% increase in assessed property values.
If you look at just comparison, you know, this budget's likely going to be around $600 million. You know, if you look at Johnson County has 80,000 more people than Sedgwick County. So, you know, more people, but not a whole lot of people. Their budget's going to be close to $1.9 billion. Our budget here is about $600 million.
Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Florida state officials are pushing back after lawmakers were stopped from inspecting the new detention center nicknamed Alligator Alcatraz.
The State Division of Emergency Management said in a statement, the legal authority cited by the legislators does not extend to this facility in the manner requested. The section of the Florida statute grants inspection authority to a legislative committee, not to individual legislators engaging in political theater. They said as well that they don't have to let them in because in their view, it's not technically a state correctional facility. State Rep. Anna Escamani says the concern is the conditions inside. She says calls have come in from both families and attorneys of detainees. Another lawmaker says he's heard from the head of the Orange County Jail that several inmates were relocated to Alligator Alcatraz without having any criminal charges. Evan Axelbank, Fox News.
The U.S. Army will end most of its ceremonial horse programs.
The Army says it's moving toward a future where ceremonial horses will no longer be used, and it says it will put most of them up for adoption as part of a cost-cutting measure, estimating closing down the units will save around $2 million a year, though it will keep operating the Old Guard ceremonial caisson units at Joint Base San Antonio and Arlington National Cemetery for burial honors. The units that will close down include Fort Cavazos in Texas, whose horses were used during the military parade in Washington last month. The Army says the changes are being made as part of its overall warfighting realignment. The affected bases are being given 12 months to close the units, and 141 horses will be adopted outside the military. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny skies, hot and humid today, a high of 93, but when you factor in the humidity, it'll feel like the upper 90s, southeast winds 5 to 15. Clear and 72 tonight, more sun and heat on Thursday, high 96 will feel like 100 to 105. Small chance of storms on Thursday night, better chance of storms on Friday evening, and those could be severe. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12, I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now partly cloudy, a south wind at just 3 miles per hour. 71 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. At KNSS News Time now, 6:33. And we're giving away 5 pairs of tickets to Margaritaville Night with the Wind Surge Saturday, this Saturday, July 12th, at Equity Bank Park. And our on-call of what you have to do this is to get to win one of these tickets, or a pair of them, is text the keyword SURGE, S-U-R-G-E, to the short code 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Margaritaville Night for the Wind Surge on September 12th. Message and data rates apply. There you go. We'll give you a chance to go to the ball game.
How about that?
What could be better than that? Yeah. Today is the 9th day of July, and it was on this date 28 years ago, 1997, Mike Tyson was banned from the boxing ring and fined $3 million for biting Evander Holyfield's ear. Did he bite the whole thing off, Ted, or just a small chunk?
Well, part of it.
Yeah. Just bizarre behavior.
Yeah, it was strange.
By Iron Mike. Bizarre. All right, Stephen, 10 of the morning here on KNSS. And the IRS says pastors who endorse political candidates from the pulpit should not have to risk losing their tax-exempt status. The move effectively calls for a carve-out for religious organizations from the rarely used IRS rule called the Johnson Amendment. This was put in place in 1954 and named after then-Senator Lyndon Johnson. In a joint court filing intended to end an ongoing case against the IRS, the Tax Collection Agency and the National Religious Broadcasters Association, an evangelical media consortium, and other plaintiffs have asked a federal court in Texas to stop the government from enforcing the Johnson Amendment against the plaintiffs. Johnson Amendment is a 1954 amendment to the U.S. tax code that prohibits tax-exempt organizations, including churches, from endorsing or opposing political candidates. What do you think about that, Ted?
I'm pretty
strong on separation of church and state. And on something like this, if a guy goes in a pulpit or a woman goes in a pulpit, you know, you need to all vote or we need to all vote for so-and-so. And if I don't like the guy, I'm turning around, I'm going to go to another church. I mean, he's going to run me off. People do that too, don't they?
Well, sure.
They'll leave church for anything, but I think it's crazy. You got to feel feelings about it?
You know, if you don't have to pay taxes, then you get on the pulpit and start going off against the government.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the tax-free status of all religions, but I think they should stay out of politics. That's just my feeling.
But there is, free speech.
Hell,
you can say whatever you want. Yeah, if the law is in place, you can say whatever you want. Of course, President Trump is going after places that, hey, we're giving you billions and billions of dollars, and you're flouting the laws. We're not going to give you those billions of dollars anymore.
Right.
He's doing that with these big universities.
He's saying you got to
saying, hey, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah,
you can say what you want, but we're not giving you all this money anymore.
All right. Well, nobody's paying us to say anything, so
that's true. We're not getting a cent.
We probably should
from anyone.
6:37, Stephen Ted. But you, I listened to some of our storm coverage yesterday afternoon, and were you out about?
I was fast asleep, to be honest.
Shelley and I were out getting some supper, and we're driving back. And of course, I built a garage for her several years ago because she hates hail damage on a car, and she does not want hail damage.
Okay.
So she was just beside herself, wondering if we were going to get home in time to beat the hail that might have been coming. I was listening to Tony Dusing doing this coverage and Ross Jansen from 12. He sounds great on the radio. It was pretty interesting. And apparently most of it was west of Wichita over on the west side, the tough stuff. So, yeah, it was you just watch those clouds build up. You could see it was gonna be nasty. Came in from the north to the south, that's not the way it usually happens. It usually goes the other direction, but there you go. And no major damage that we know of. Possibly a couple of windows broken.
Unless you're under that tree in Goddard.
Yeah, that's true.
Other than that.
They had some tree damage.
I think you're okay.
6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Yesterday, the strong upside continued in the entire cattle complex with large triple-digit positive closes. Now, technical buying, index and managed money buying, and bull spreading lifted the cattle complex higher. The past four sessions from low to high, August live cattle has gone up $11.32, and August feeder cattle $15.70. Now, the past couple of weeks has put the estimated beef packers' margins back in the black. Lean hogs had two-sided trading and closed mostly lower yesterday. On the close, August live cattle $4.07 higher, $219.97. August feeder cattle $5.40 higher, $3.19.12. August lean hogs 32 cents lower, $106.77. Now, Tuesday, the corn futures made new contract lows, and Kansas City wheat will suspend 5 cents of its contract low. Trading and the closes were negative for the wheat, corn, and soybeans yesterday. Now, Friday is the monthly USDA supply and demand report, and the grain and soybeans have been unable to hold their upside from overnight as we are now trading back negative. September KC wheat down a quarter of a penny at 522 and a quarter. December corn down a penny and a half at 412 and three quarters. November soybeans a penny and three quarters lower at 1015 and three quarters. August crude oil, 12 cents higher at $68.45. August gold, $22.80 lower at $3,294. September S&P, 13 points higher at $6,285. September dollar index, 12 cents higher at $97.29. And September Dow Jones futures, 118 points higher at $44,628. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Love for Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO. Tom.
Generally speaking, how is the beef market here in Kansas over the past year?
It's been strong. It's been a very robust beef market as cattle prices are. Just yesterday, we saw almost every futures live cattle and feeder cattle contract make all-time records as far as high prices. The cash market up till here a few weeks ago was making all-time record highs. We're not that far below them right now. So we've seen a lot of upside in this cattle market. And as you see when you go to the beef counter at the supermarket, beef prices are also up there at all-time record highs.
They're up a bit. All right. Thank you, Tom. We'll check with you again tomorrow morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. And coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS, 6:45 here on this Wednesday. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita commuters encounter severe thunderstorms with large hail and high wind.
Two.
Wichita City Council hears a report on water. New treatment plant to be operating later this year.
One.
More than 160 still missing after that Texas flood. Search continues. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Starting now to see some heavier traffic on the traffic cameras on Wichita's highways out there, but really not enough to cause too many problems out there just yet, so things still looking fairly good. We do have that stalled out vehicle westbound K-96 right around Hillside, and of course the road construction there is going to slow things down just a little bit. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 92 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 73. Thursday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high, 96 degrees. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 3 miles per hour. 71 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It was murder by mushrooms.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. An Australian woman has been found guilty of murdering three relatives and attempted murder of a fourth by serving them a meal laced with poisonous mushrooms. Erin Patterson's mother and father-in-law and her mother-in-law's sister died within days of consuming beef Wellington containing death cap mushrooms. A fourth diner recovered after weeks in a coma. Patterson was accused of picking the highly toxic fungi after seeing their location posted on a website. The prosecution alleged that Patterson faked illness in the days after serving the lunch, threw out a dehydrator that had mushroom residue, and reset her phone to factory settings. Her defense lawyers argued that the deaths were a terrible accident that occurred when Patterson tried to improve the taste of a meal and that she repeatedly lied to police out of panic when she realized she may have added the foraged mushrooms to the mix. But they admit Patterson had no obvious motive. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
And now a look at trading on Wall Street Tuesday.
Stocks ending mixed as investors assess the latest developments on the trade front. President Trump said there will be no extensions on the August 1st reciprocal tariff deadline. Copper prices surged to fresh highs after the president said the U.S. would put 50% tariffs on the metal. Among the 11 major S&P 500 sectors, tech and energy gained, while financials lagged after HSBC analysts downgraded the leading U.S. banks. Shares of NVIDIA rose 1% and notching a record close in edging toward a market cap of $4 trillion. The Dow winners, Amgen, Salesforce, and Chevron. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and American Express. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The Dow closed down 166 points. S&P down 4. NASDAQ closed up 6 points. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS. Time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, Social Security paper checks are going away. A recent presidential executive order signed in March will do away with paper Social Security and Supplemental Security income checks. Sending out physical checks costs the government more than $657 million a year to maintain the physical infrastructure and technology needed to handle paper checks. About 495,000 people, beneficiaries, receive those paper checks. Well, that's great to save money, but those could be adversely affected are beneficiaries who are older than 80. Many of them live in rural areas with no internet access. They're often not using computers or smartphones, and they may have intellectual or physical disabilities. Those who would be affected unfavorably are often the most vulnerable Americans who don't even have a bank account to receive those payments. About 4% of all U.S. households, that's about 5.6 million people. Eliminating paper checks will not only take benefits away, it could lead to delays in getting them. If they depend on Social Security for most of their income, there could be high levels of anxiety about paying bills on time. Beneficiaries who do not have a bank account can get prepaid debit cards with their benefit payments. The Direct Express card deposits payments directly to the debit card, and that can be used to make purchases, pay bills, and to get cash. There will be exceptions for certain individuals who have a lack of access to banking or electronic services, emergencies creating undue hardship, or special law enforcement and national security needs. Exceptions can be filed with the Department of the Treasury or the SSA, Social Security Administration. They'll be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. If you're receiving paper checks, now is the time to plan for an alternative. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Don, did you happen to be out in the storm yesterday afternoon?
Not really. I mean, I went and played a little tennis last evening and ran into a little bit of that, but it wasn't, I think it had started to sort of wane right about when I went out.
I think the brunt of it was also on the west side of Wichita out into the county. So, and you're on the east side probably. So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you? Did you get out there?
Shelly and I were out in the puddles. Yeah. Shelly and I were out trying to. We went and got some fast food, and we were on the way home right about the time. You could see it coming for an hour. I mean, it just kept building.
Oh, yeah.
But Shelly, as I said earlier, she's scared to death that the car's going to have hail damage. She hates to go through that. We've done it before, but see, I built her a garage several years ago, so she doesn't have to. So we were trying to get home just as fast as we could. Of course, when you try to get home as fast as you can, the guy in front of you in the pickup is going 22 miles per hour, and nobody can get around him. And, it's just one at some point tries my patience a little bit. But we got home.
Yeah.
We were okay, so it worked out fine. But
good.
Today is Fashion Day. Gives everyone the opportunity to put their fashionable side on display and let the world see their unique aesthetic sense, be it through their clothes or accessories. And I was in Paris one time with my family,
And we're just sitting there right under the Eiffel Tower and just sitting there having a cup of coffee or whatever. And I was struck by, and this sounds, I know this sounds terribly sexist, but I was struck by the fact there's so many young women walking around who look like they just stepped out of a fashion magazine. I guess you're in Paris and the people there take a lot of pride in the way they look in their fashion trend, you know? There was nobody Wow. in pajama bottoms or anything like that, which is kind of the
issue. Well, you know, you're a fashion plate every day. I mean, I've walked in there and you've had like on a clean T-shirt and, you know, usually has some logo on it or something, you know? I get
the bottom of my shoes are scraped off, everything. So what about fashion trends over the years? Let's talk about that just a little bit here. How about miniskirts? Remember those? Or yeah, maybe Ted's not old enough to remember miniskirts.
Oh, well, I think they're still here.
Well, maybe they're more than ever. Okay, how about bell bottoms? You ever have any bell bottom slacks?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, I'm just waiting for those to come back so I can dust them off and pull them out of the closet.
Got Although a closet they, full of them? They, there you go. How
yeah, about? Probably. No, actually, I wish I had hung on to them, but of course, I don't think they would fit around the waist at this point in my life, you know?
You need bell tops, not bell bottoms.
Exactly. I just put them on upside down, you know?
How about white belts and shoes? What a look that is.
Yeah.
We had a salesperson. Yeah. We had a salesperson. That was his nickname, White Shoes Windsor.
What was his name? Herb Tarlick?
This guy looked, I swear, the guy looked exactly like Herb Tarlick.
Yep.
On WKRP. Mm-hmm. Ted, you met him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was crazy. How about those white
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Go suits, the three-piece jobs with the big collars flipping out over the side.
Oh,
open
man.
Neck so everybody could see your chest, the disco shirts.
I did have some petroleum-based clothing, you know, that you would unbutton down to the belly. And then I remember I had a friend of mine's mom was Italian, and she would travel to Italy. And she brought us back some 14-karat gold chains with a little the little Italian horn on them.
Yeah.
And oh man, we thought we were the stuff.
Man. Wow. You know, if you happen to have any photos of that, we'd love to put that on Facebook for you. Okay.
Actually, I would love to find it. I don't know if I do anywhere, but I'll look around, man.
Did you ever have any coaches shorts?
You mean the little Daisy Dukes?
No, coaches shorts. Oh, whatever.
The little short ones.
No, they were athletes wore them, so you wouldn't know what that is.
Well, no, I'm talking about, because I remember I had.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I ran a marathon when I was like 20 something, and I look back at the pictures of that and I just crack it up because the shorts were pretty short, you know, at that time.
Right. But these
are, is that what you're talking about?
No, coaches shorts had pockets in them and a stretchy, and a lot of coaches wore them. Hey, you can see, if you get to some 70s, you'll see coaches wearing them. How about tube socks? How about you still got a couple of tube socks in it? Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, I used to wear them with my roller skates. Yeah.
Yep, staple of my childhood, the tube socks.
Man, there's a look. Okay. Thank you, guys. Today is Fashion Day. Celebrate any way you want. Maybe dig out your clean pajama bottoms to wear. There you go. 6:56, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, our top of the hour news this morning. Going to talk about a drive time storm for Wichita commuters. And the search for missing storm victims continues in Texas. That's on the way. Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.